The learning this week and this month is sponsored Lizchus Rufus Shlema for Rafael Moshe Alimelech Ben Basha. Then the learning overall this week is sponsored by my parents, and that's Le'ila Nishmas Gittel Bas Zev Yitzchak Ufega, and it's the her 10th yard site, so we have her in mind as well. And this shiur in particular was sponsored anonymously for Rufus Shlema for Banya Bas Basha Riva. So the Neshamash Evan Aliyah and those two individuals should have a refuah shleima as well. Okay, what I wanted to do for the next few moments, Bli Neder Mitzvah Hashem, is to learn a little bit of the seventh parak of Hilchos Teshuvah in the Rambam. So if you have a Rambam Sefer Mada, everything that's on the sheet is in there. If you don't have a Rambam, there are sheets. If you have a sheet and you have a Rambam, maybe give the sheet to someone who doesn't have a Rambam. I think that was, you figure that out. The seventh parak of Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rav remarked, it's recorded in one of the Teshuvah drashas, it's not in his language because he didn't speak in Hebrew, but it was written in Hebrew. Does anyone have a Rambam or a sheet for Meir? Menachem knows where all the Rambams are. So the Rav is quoted as having said in Al Teshuvah, about the seventh parak of Hilchos Teshuvah, Ulai haperek hanehadar biyoser b'mishna Torah. He said that the seventh parak of Hilchos Teshuvah is perhaps the most magnificent parak, the most magnificent chapter in the entirety of the Arach HaZakah, not just in Hilchos Teshuvah, in the entirety of the Arach HaZakah, that Rav Shechter has in his version of this Teshuvah Drasha. We have one version of the Al Teshuvah printed, but Rav Shechter had his own notes as well. So he has the Rav there remark that Rav Chaim used to learn a different parak of Hilchos Teshuvah every day of the Asaras Yemei Teshuvah. That's a masorah that they have, that the 10 parakim of Hilchos Teshuvah should be learned every day, one parak from Hilchos Teshuvah. The only suffix is whether the Rambam had that in mind. One source at least says that the Rambam intended that it should be learned like that. The Reb Chaim didn't learn them al HaSeder. He didn't learn them in order. So he learned the 7th parak always in Yom Kippur. That was the day that he learned the 7th parak of Hilchos Teshuvah, because he said without the 7th parak, you can't fully understand and fully feel what the Teshuvah of Yom Kippur really is. So what we're going to do over the next few minutes, we nether, is try to uncover some details in Hilchos Teshuvah and Parak Zion. And the way we'll do that is we'll do it by way of a theme the Rav already developed in a Teshuvah Drasha. And that, I think, will hopefully uncover something very significant, if it's correct, very significant, very amazing and magnificent in the Lashon Nehadar, in the Lashon of the Rav. And it will also be telling in terms of the Rambam in other places as well. So you have to pay attention and come along for the ride, but B'siyat D'Shmai will get there. If you go to Parak Zayin, Hilacha Gimel, the Rambam says as follows, V'yal Tomar, don't say the following, She'ena tshuva ela me'averos she'esh ben ma'isa, that tshuva, repentance, is only shayich, it's only relevant by averos which have an action, by averos which you do something, there's a ma'isa avera, don't say such a thing, kigon znus v'gezel g'neva, those types of averos, no, kishem shetzarech adam, in the very same way that a person has to lashuv me'elu, has to do tshuva from those averos, kachu tzarech lechapis b'deos raos, shiyesh lo, v'lashuv mehen. So too, says the Rambam, a person has to do tshuva from deos raos. We know from Hilchos Deos that when the Rambam says deos raos, he means midos raos. That's his the Lashon Rambam, for midos is deos. Mina kas, from anger, mina eva, mina kina, mina tachris, mina hitul, mina redifas mamon, mina kavod, mina redifas machalos, mechiyotze bahen. All of these midos, the raos, that a person might have. Mina kol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva. Says the Rambam, ve'ilu ha'avonos kashen me'osan shiyesh ban ma'isa. I don't know if this is how the Rambam interpreted the Maimar Chazal, that hiruri vera are kashen me'avera atzmo, but if he did, it's a unique interpretation. We usually think that it means, like we learned in Nefesh HaChaim Seder last year, that it means that the hiruhurim that a person has that are averas in and of themselves are more severe, they're more significant in a negative sense than even the Maisa Avera. That's why the Nefesh HaChaim had to give through a whole explanation on how that's possible, because the head is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the heart is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is where the Hiruram are. The Rambam seems to be saying it's harder to pry oneself away from those Avonos that are Bideos, that are Bimidos. Okay. But I'm not sure if that's a different interpretation of the Chazal, but it's important. It's difficult to get away from it. V'cheinu Omer, sort of like a proof text for what he just said. Yazav Rasha Darko v'ish Avin Machshavosav. Okay. So first point first. The Rambam begins this halacha by saying V'al Tomar, don't say. When the Rambam says don't say, so obviously he's bavorning something. Obviously he's anticipating or preempting something you would have said, which he lends legitimacy to enough to think that he has to dispel it, correct? So V'al Tomar, don't say the following, don't say that there's no tshuva from averos that are bidas. Why would I have said that? I mean, what's the Havamina in the Rambam? The Rambam has a Havamina and a Maskana here. Don't say that there's no tshuva on Midos Raos, on Deos Raos. Rather, there is tshuva on Deos Raos. I understand we have six Prakam Hilchos tshuva until now. We know there's a mitzvah of tshuva. We know we do tshuva on bad things. By the way, for the Rambam, Deos Raos are Averos. They are Averos. They're Averos that don't have a Maisa, but he thinks Deos Raos, Midos Raos is included in Behalachta Bedrachav. He doesn't think like Rabbeinu Yonah, who thinks Deos Raos, Midos Raos are also bad because they are so fundamental, like the, you know, the famous Reb Chaim Vital, like that that they're not really mitzvos, but they're pre-mitzvos. The Rambam thinks v'halachta b'drachav means you have to have good midos, you have to have good way of composing yourself and having good deos tovos. That's the whole parak aleph in Hilchos Deos, and the second parak in Hilchos Deos as well, is establishing that mitzvah. So that's not what the Rambam means here. V'al tomar, why would I think that you don't have tshuva on deos raos? It's the same avera as anything else. So it happens to be Rav Huttner has an essay where he discusses this in Pachad Yitzchak in Yom Kippur, Yud Tes Yud Aleph. It's worthwhile to look there, but we're not going that route at all in discussing it. That's the first point in the Rambam. What's the Bial Tomar? What's the Havamina that this wouldn't require a tshuva for Deos Raos? The second issue, it's a diuk that it's going to jump off the page to you, but it's not going to seem like a question how to answer. It's going to be obvious how to answer, but we might be able to deepen it. The Rambam says, don't think that there's no tshuva on Deos Raos. The taka is, kishem shetzarach adam lashuv me'elu, just as you have to do tshuva from averos that have a maisa, kachu tzarech, it should say, lashuv mehen, to do tshuva from Deos Raos. But the Rambam doesn't say that. He says, that just like you have to do lashuv me'elu from averos that have a maisa, kachu tzarech lechapes b'deos raos sheyesh lo, v'lashuv mehen. Says the Rambam, just as you have to do tshuva on aver that has a maisa, so too you have to search out, seek out, investigate, find Deos Raos within yourself, and then do tshuva from them. So the Rambam, the lashon is not parallel. It's not just like you have to do tshuva on A, you have to do tshuva on B. It's just like you have to do tshuva on A, so too you have to search out, seek out the averos of tshuva B, and do tshuva on that as well. So that's what's the Rambam hinting at over here. On one level, it's obvious what he's explaining. On one level, the pshat is, it's a little bit more insidious, a dea ra'a, a mida ra'a. Feeling kas is a little bit harder to pick up on. A person might have to pay a little bit more attention to himself in order to discern that he has a bad mida brewing inside of him. But is there something deeper here? Is the Rambam giving us a little bit more of a hint as to what this tshuva means? So keep that in mind as well. Lastly, the proof text, the source the Rambam quotes for this idea of tshuva on midos raos, on deos raos, he says, v'chein hu omer ya'azev rasha darko ish oven machshavosav. What's the proof from? So it could be it's from Machshavosav. The Rambam sees that the pasuk says not only Yazov Rasha Darko, things that you do, but also Machshavosav, also the Machshavas. I don't know if this is a question. Why didn't the Rambam just quote the end of the pasuk? But in addition to that, the Rambam actually uses this pasuk elsewhere. I don't know if it's on your sheets. I think it is. If you have the Perek Beis in Hilchos Tshuva on your sheets, I think you should somewhere. So in Perek Beis in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, Ezu Tshuva Gemura. He tries to describe what Tshuva is. And after explaining, you need to have Azivas Achet and Yisirena Machshava Milibo, or something along those lines, the Rambam says, as the Pasuk tells us, Yazov Rasha Darko Ish Oven Machshavosav. It's not a kasha per se, because the Rambam is allowed to use one Pasuk multiple times for different meanings. But here, the meanings, they don't go along. Meaning in the first, according to the Rambam, there's two types of averos. Averos sheyesh b'maisa, averos she'ein b'maisa. So in one place the Rambam says it's a source for tshuva on averos sheyesh b'maisa. Here it's a source for tshuva on averos she'ein b'maisa. So you have to figure out how to put those two drashas together. Are they the same drash? Are they different? How do they go together? Those are the three points here in Zayin Gimel that's worth talking about. Perhaps ha'olal kulan, which is not a diuk, but just an obvious question, is this is a very strange thing. Why did the Rambam wait until Parag Zayin to tell us about this? Let's say there's a chiddush. I don't know what the chiddush is. Why wouldn't you have tshuva on midos? We already discussed that. You should have tshuva on that just like you have tshuva on any avera. V'alachta b'drachav. So I don't know what that means as a chiddush, but naniach it's a chiddush. Let's assume for a second there's some chiddush that you have to do tshuva on deos raos. So where does that belong? Parag Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva. When Rambam starts Hilchos Tshuva, he identifies, he explains, he diagnoses, he prescribes how to keep tshuva, how to keep the mitzvah. He tells us all the details of the mitzvah tshuva and what it applies to. Mitzvahs d'araisa, whether they're shogi, whether they're mezid, etc. So put there also that when you have Deos Raos, you have to do tshuva. Why would you wait until Perek Zayin to talk about this mitzvah of tshuva from Deos Raos? So in order to return to these diukim ultimately, and in order to answer that last point as well, so we need to summarize the really just the salient points, the esodos that are developed at length in the Rav's Tshuva Drasha from 1970, Tafshin Lamed Aleph, that is printed in Ala Tshuva from page 191 and on. It's also, like I said before, we do have Rav Schechter's notes on it, and to pull a little bit of Rav Asher Weiss, Ayin Amri Marava Choveres Beis for this drasha in print, B'siat Deshmaya Bli Neder. But this is a very important, very fundamental Tshuva drasha from the Rav, so we're not going to go through it in detail. There's a lot of details we're skipping over, but just the Yesodos will help us, I think, draw a little bit of a deeper understanding of what's going on here in Perek Zayin. So the Rav begins by outlining for us that there are 10 prakim of Hilchos Tshuva, and they go in the following way. The first parak tells us that Tshuva is necessary in order to achieve Kapara, part of the Karban, Misa, Tashlumin, Tshuva. It's all part of the process. In Perek Beis, he defines Tshuva a little bit more for us. He defines what Tshuva Gemura is, a full Tshuva, what Tshuva She'ena Gemura is. He also tells us how to say Vidoy in the second parak. In the third parak, he describes to us the concept of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Olam Haba, a person gaining Olam Haba or losing his Olam Haba. In Parak Dalad, the Rambam then continues and says that there's a concept of Dvarim Hama'akvin as a tshuva. There are certain things which don't, Chas V'Shalom, prevent tshuva, but they impede. They make it a little bit more of an obstacle to a tshuva. So the Rambam there in Parak Dalad lists those things. And then in Parak Hey, seemingly, the Rambam just kind of ignores Hilchos Tshuva. He's in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva, but in the fifth parak, he sort of ignores the mitzvah of Tshuva, and he starts saying the following: Rishus kol adam nesunalo. Every person has bechira chafshis, and the Rambam spends parak hey and parak vav, mostly the balance of it, not entirely, describing this idea of Rishus kol adam nesunalo. Im ratz lahatis atzmo l'derech tov lios tzadik harishus biado, v'im ratz lahatis atzmo l'derech ra lios rasha harishus biado. So the Rambam in Perek Hey suddenly starts describing the concept of Bechira Chafshis. That all of a sudden the Rambam decides to go on a tangent and say that you have an ability, you're a free agent, you have the ability to make your own choices, you have free will, you have free choice, nothing is determined, you're able to decide how to live your life as a Rosh, as a Tzaddik, etc. That's Perek Hey and Perek Vav. Then comes Perek Zayin, the seventh parak that we started before, and the Rambam actually begins by carrying off of that theme. He says, Ho'il u'rishus ka'adam nesuna lo kamoshe bi'arnu, since we just described, as we just described, there's a concept of Bechira Chafshis, therefore, yishtadel does not mean try, but if not. Yishtadel means give it your all, you know, try very hard, make sure it happens. Ha'adam lasos tshuva, v'linor kapa michatov, k'dei sheyamas v'ubal tshuva, k'dei sheyizke l'chayelam haba. So here in Perek Zayin, he says, ho'il that I told you about Bechir Chafshis, you really got to make sure you do tshuva. And then the Rambam has our halacha gimel, as we started with the Vial Tomar, and the maskana, the havamina that you don't have to do tshuva, you can't do tshuva, whatever the case might be, on midos raos. And the answer that you must do tshuva on midos raos as well. So that's a big tzarachin. It's like a whole, what's with the intermission in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva? That the whole thing is about Tshuva, then we switch to Bechira Chafshis, then the Rambam comes back to Hilchos Tshuva again in Perek Zayin. Very strange way of progressing over here in Hilchos Tshuva. It doesn't seem to make all that much sense. So Rav Soloveitchik, at length, described, again, to really, really get this, is the biggest Yetzer Hara right now is that the shir should be an hour instead of 50 minutes. The biggest Yetzer Hara is to try to go through every detail in the Tshuva Drasha, because it's very hard to say this over without saying over the detail. It's so geschmack and it's so beautiful and everything's built on each other, but we're really just trying to get to the foundations, just to the main points that exist in the Tshuva Drasha here. The Rav explains that there's really multiple levels of Bechira Chafshis. There's a level of Bechira Chafshis where a person, he's able to make his own choice, but based on pressures, based on factors. For example, a person is constantly in a tug of war between his Yetzer Hara and his Yetzer Tov. Always. So he can have a Bechira Chafshis at the level where he's able to decide, I will go with my Yetzer Hara, or I will go with my Yetzer Tov. That's a level of Bechira, correct? You have to have a certain level of autonomy, of sovereignty over yourself, to be able to choose to do good, or to choose to do bad. That's certainly a level of Bechira Chafshis. And on that level, a person always exercises free will. That being said, there's a little bit missing from that free will, because there's like this preconceived or pre-existing Yetzer Hara, this preconceived or pre-existing Yetzer Tov, and they're telling you, each of them is making their argument one way or the other, you're getting pushed around like a ping pong ball, and finally decide which side you want to land on. So you chose where to land, but obviously there was something there that was predetermined. The good and the bad were predetermined. The Yetzer Hara for the good and the bad were predetermined. The pressures for the good and the bad were predetermined. That is a level of Bechira Chafshis. But says the Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Tshuva, this is amazing, says the Rambam, that's not the Bechira Chafshis that I'm telling you about now. The Bechira Chafshis I'm telling you about now is an even higher level of Bechira. It's an even stronger form of the ability to be a free agent, of the ability to be autonomous over yourself. And it goes like this. You have the Rishus Biyadcha. Hu shekasa b'Torah. Hein Adam haya ke'echad mimenu l'das tovara. Kilomar. Hein min zeshel Adam haya echad ba'olam. The beginning of Perek Hein al Teshuvah. Haya echad ba'olam. V'ein lo min sheni domelo. Nothing like him. B'zeha inyan. Sheyehu, here we go. Me'atzmo b'dayto uv'machshavto. Yodeya hatov vehara, veose komashu chavetz ve'en lo mishi yaakev al yado milaso satov hara ve'kevin shekain hu pen yishlach yado, etc. Says the Rambam, what bechira chafshes means at the level that I'm introducing it to you here, it doesn't simply mean that there's good and there's bad and there's pressures in both directions and you're able to choose which side you want to end up on. You know what it actually means, bechira chafshes? It means a person has the ability, mimenu, that's how he reads the pasuk, mimenu, midaito, machshavto, me'atzmo, inherently he's able to determine what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. A person has the ability to go even deeper, to be able to recognize and to live in a way that he's able to discern, identify, and target the good and the bad, and then he can aim for the target, and then he can choose which one to do. But those are two steps, and here the Rambam is being mechadish for us, that first, initial, deeper step, that a person has the ability to literally find, to understand, to discern, to deeply ascertain what's good, what's right, what's wrong, what's bad, with his bechira chafshes, his free will, his ability to control himself, not only to control his actions, but actually to use his mind and his heart to figure out what is objectively good, what is objectively bad, what's right and what's wrong. With that idea in mind, so the Rav points out that it's absolutely true that the Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Tshuva, which again you have on your sheet, the Rambam certainly does describe in the very beginning, Ezahu Tshuva Gemura. He describes the concept of a full Tshuva. And in that context, he says that a full Tshuva is obviously, you know, Yazav Achot Echeto, V'yigmar B'Livo Shlo Yasei Od, etc., etc. But what the Rambam gives us the famous case from the Gemara in Yuma is the case of a person who does a tshuva, and he's confronted with the exact same nisayon, the exact same test later on, ketzad in the halacha aleph and perek beis. Hari shebo al isha ba'avera. He committed an avera with an isha. Ula'achar zman nisyachin ima. He had yichud with her. He secluded with the same woman. V'hu omid ba'avasoba. He's just as desirous. Uvekoach guv. He's just as strong. Uve medina she'avar ba. He's in the same place. Upirish v'lo avar zehu ba'al tshuva gemura. But he still backs off. He still does not violate the avera. That's a tshuva gemura. That's a tshuva gemura. Now again, the Rav takes time to spell this out and gives you many deepim to spell this out. But what he explains is that that's a tshuva gemura, but it's not actually the highest level of tshuva. Because what happens in a lot of those cases, and he makes diukim here in the Rambam, is that it's a tshuva because a person feels pressured from two directions. He has the same ahava, the same love for the isha, meaning he's the exact same person. He has the same koach, he has the same desire, he has the same wants and needs. But on the other hand, he feels a pressure not to do averus anymore. He feels a push. He has a yetzer hara, the same yetzer hara they had before, and he has yetzer tov. So 10 years ago when he had the Yetzer Hara versus the Yetzer Tov in the boxing match, the Yetzer Hara won. This time he feels so much pressure from the Yetzer Tov, which is taka a good thing. It's tshuva gemura. It means he's really, really in control of himself, but he has so much pressure from his Yetzer Tov that it overcomes the Yetzer Hara. Even though he has the same amount of ahava, he feels the same way towards his woman. He's in the same place, he's in the same situation, but he's able to conquer the Yetzer Hara in the second case. That is tshuva gemura, says the Rambam. However, and the Achronim note this, if you look throughout the Rambam is missing terminology that we have in Chazal. In the Gemara in Yuma, we have famously tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. Right? Paris spoke about it last week. We have tshuva from love and tshuva from fear. The Rambam does not have those terms in Hilchos Tshuva. So a lot of the Achronim assume that when the Rambam says tshuva gemura, he means tshuva me'ava. And when the Rambam doesn't have tshuva gemura, tshuva she'ena gemura, that's tshuva me'ira, out of fear. But the Rav proves, again, you have to read it inside to really appreciate this, but the Rav proves that that's not true. The Rav proves that when the Rambam says tshuva gemura, he actually is referring to tshuva me'ava. Tshuva she'ena gemura is when a person does tshuva because he fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva she'ena gemura is when a person does a tshuva because he fears a person. I tell you not to do the avera and I pressure you so you stay away from the avera. That's tshuva she'ena gemura. Tshuva gemura is when I do tshuva in a fullest way because the yiras Hashem fights against the ahava for this avera. So I overcome my taiva for the avira because of yira of Hashem. That's tshuva gemura. It's a full tshuva. You get a kapara. It's great. It's wonderful. But it's not tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava doesn't appear here in Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam. So where is tshuva me'ahava? Does tshuva me'ahava ever appear in the Rambam? Does it exist? He doesn't have the term. Does the idea exist? So the Rav pointed out that you'll notice that we have in the Braisa, in Maseches Yuma, we have the Dal Chiluke Kapara, which means that there are certain averos that if you do tshuva, tshuva is enough. There are certain averos that you need to do tshuva and you need to wait for Yom Kippur. Certain averos you need to do tshuva, wait for Yom Kippur and Yisurin. And certain averos, you need to do tshuva, you need Yisurin, you need Yom Kippur, and you need to wait until Misa in order to have a full Kapara. Correct? However, if you go to Parak Zion again, Halacha Vav, you'll notice the Rambam says something very interesting. I'm starting from the two dots in the Frankel, so it's a few lines in. Hatshuva mekareves es harechokim. Tshuva, it brings closer people who are farther away. Emesh hayez es sanu lefnei amakom meshukatz umeruchak b'toeva. What does emesh mean? So the Rav explains that emesh doesn't mean 24 hours ago. Emesh doesn't mean a week ago. It doesn't mean a month ago. It means you're holding by 1 minute after Amar HaShachar, and last night, meaning 1 minute before Amar HaShachar, you were a Rasha, Marusha, Toeva, Meshukatz, Meruchak. Emesh, last night, it could have been 4 hours, it could have been 2 hours, it could have been 20 minutes. Last night, you were far from Hashem. V'hayom, at this moment, hu ahu v'nechmad karov yedid. You have the exact same Lashon a few lines later in the Rambam in Halacha Zayin. So the Rav pointed out is that, how does that make sense? Don't we have a Gemara in Yuma which tells us that there are chiluke kapara? Meaning many averos a person does, he does tshuva, and then he has to wait until Yom Kippur, until he gets a kapara. Here the Rambam is telling us that I could have done an avera 30 minutes ago, and now I did a full tshuva, emesh, I was a sinner, and right now, 30 minutes later, 2 hours later, 5 hours later, I'm already at Tzadik Gamar, I'm already close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm already karov yedid to the Shechina. Well, what happened to the chiluke kapara? So the Rav explained that Perek Zion, the seventh Perek in Hilchos Tshuva, is tshuva me'ahava. And not only is it tshuva me'ava, you look in the Rambam, you'll see these words pop up 100 times, but it's not only is it tshuva me'ava, it's tshuva shel ge'ula. It's a redemptive tshuva. Meaning the case of tshuva gemura from Parak Beis of Hilchos Tshuva that the Rambam was talking about for the initial stages, the first half of Hilchos Tshuva, is a tshuva where a person works hard on themselves, they strengthen their Yetzer Tov, and they strengthen it to the point where, even though they have a Yetzer Hara, and even though they want to commit the Avera again, they've worked on themselves so much that out of Yiras Hashem, they're able to combat that Yetzer Hara and let the Yetzer Tov win out. But the Tshuva Me'ahava of Perek Zion, of Hilchos Tshuva, is a Tshuva Shel Geula, where a person not only accomplishes Kapara, a person not only makes up for the Averas of the past, but they actually completely redeem themselves. They change on a dime like this. They become a new person entirely. It doesn't have to happen in a minute, but says the Rambam in Halacha Vav, it can happen in a minute. Emesh. Last night he was a Rasha. Last night the guy was Meshukatz, Meruchak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a couple of minutes later he's a Tzadik Gamar. What about the Chiluke Kapara? The answer is Chiluke Kapara are relevant when we're talking about Tshuva Meyira. But the Chiluke Kapara are irrelevant when we're talking about Tshuva Me'ava. When a person does Tshuva to the extent that he's not being mechaper, he's not atoning for it. He's not changing his ways, but he's actually changing himself. He's goel himself. He has a geula. He experiences a redemption of his own personality. When a person does tshuva at that level, that's not that they are the same person, but they're able to conquer that yetzer hara, but they craft for themselves an entirely new person. That level of tshuva me'ava, that bypasses the chiluke kapara. That's the tshuva me'ula. That's the tshuva me'ava of Perek Zion in Hilchos Tshuva, and that didn't exist until here in Perek Zion in Hilchos Tshuva. That's what the Rav points out in the Rambam over the course of the first seven prakim. What the Rav then says is that that's also the pshat and why the Rambam had that commercial break in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva for the concept of Bechir Chafshis. Why did the Rambam take off all of a sudden from Hilchos Tshuva and start talking about Bechir Chafshis? The answer is that at a certain level we always have Bechir Chafshis. We could choose to do right or to do wrong. But says the Rambam, let me just take a moment to explain to you in Parak Hay of Hilchos Tshuva that Bechir Chafshis means more than that. There's a level of Bechir Chafshis where a person not only is able to choose right or wrong, but a person is actually able to discern, understand, relate to right and wrong. And because of that, midaito machshavto me'atzmo mimenu, from himself, within himself, he can actually create right and wrong within himself. And says the Rambam in Halacha Aleph of Perek Zayin, ho'il u'rishus kol adam nesunalo, kimosha biarnu. Since you have that level of Bechira Chafshis, If you didn't have that level of Bechira Chavshitz, a tshuva gemura is possible. A tshuva meyira, a complete tshuva meyira is possible. Because you'll still have a Yetzer Hara, you'll still have a Yetzer Tov, you'll work on yourself enough that out of pressure for Yiras Hashem, you'll avoid the Aveira. But here the Rambam says, Hoil v'rishus kol nesuna lo kamosh bi'arnu. You have a higher level of Bechira Chavshitz. You're able to determine, to discern, to understand, to relate to good and bad on an internal, intrinsic level. Once that's true, you know what else you could do? You could totally change yourself. You could totally recreate yourself. You could do tshuva not on your ways, but on yourself. You could do tshuva not on the chet that you did, but on your own personality. You could have a tshuva me'ula, a tshuva me'ava, emesh arasha, today at tzaddik. Says the Rambam, v'al tomar, ahava mina that you couldn't possibly, says the Rambam, you couldn't possibly do tshuva on midos. Why not? Why can't you do tshuva on midos? It's an aver like anything else. You know what the answer is? The Rambam Hilchos Deos tells us that there are certain midos that a person is born with. Some people are born with a deep sense of anger. They have an issue with anger. Some people are born naturally, inherently, with the taiva for mammon, with the taiva for kavod. They're born that way. They can suppress it. They can avoid it. They can push it away. But it's impossible. It's impossible to do tshuva on one's midos. Because in many instances, those midos are inherent to me. They're intrinsic. I may even have inherited them. There's something that exists within me that would be impossible to fight, impossible to destroy. But comes Perek Hey in Hilchos Tshuva and says, no, even if it's inherent to you, even if it's deep within you, it's deep-seated, it's built into you to have this Mida Ra'a of Kaas, of Redifas HaMamon, of Redifas HaKavod, you have those taibos, but Ho'il Urishus Kol Adam Nesuna Lo Kamosha Bi'arnu, like we explained, you're able to actually figure out what's right and wrong. You're actually able to incorporate right and wrong into yourself intrinsically. So it's no longer the process of tshuva is limited to cutting off the action, but you're actually able to dig deeper, to uproot the midah ra'ah, to go all the way to the bottom, to the core, and say, I don't want to have these midos within me. That would have been impossible, says the Rambam, but al tomar, don't say it's impossible. It was a real havamina. But don't say it's impossible. You know why? Because you have that level of bechir chafshis. You have the ability of Rishus called Nesunalo, and therefore you also have to do tshuva on your Deos Raos and your Midos Raos as well. Maybe that also accounts for the lack of parallelism we noted in the beginning. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Kishem Shitzarach Adam Lashav Me'elu. A person has to do tshuva from Maisa Avera, from Gezel, from Geneva, from Znus. Kishem Shitzarach Adam Lashav Me'elu. Kachu Tzarech Lechapes B'Deos Raos She'yeshlo B'Lashav Me'hen. I understand. It should be kishem that he has to be chozer and tshuva from this. He has to be chozer and tshuva from that. Why is it sarach lechapes b'deos raos sheyeshlo v'lasha mehen? You know what the answer might be? Because tshuva on averos, on maisa avera, tshuva we've been talking about for four prakam until parak hey of Hilchos Tshuva, that type of tshuva is on the maisa avera. That maisa avera is identifiable and it has expression and you need to cut it off. Midos Raos sometimes have expression. A person who is a Baal Chema might act in anger. But you know what else could exist? A person could have a Taiva for Redifas HaKavod. They always want their name in big lights. And they work really, really hard on themselves, and they suppress that Mida. To the point where every time they're offered an opportunity to get attention, they feel a pull to it, but they shun it. They push it away. So he did tshuva on the expression of that Mida, correct? But that Mida still exists. He still feels a pull to covet. He still wants his name in the big lights. Okay, so he's worked on himself. That is Yetzer Tov beats his Yetzer Hara. He's able to drive away. He's able to be v'halachta v'drachav. He's able to act without that midah. But that midah still persists. That midah still exists within the person. Says the Rambam, in those instances, a person needs to be mechapis, deep inside of himself, because it might not have expression. We might not be talking about a ka'as, an anger that comes out on the family members. We might not be talking about a redifas hamamon that comes out in stealing money. It might be something that's there, deep inside of you, but you kind of won. You kind of conquered it. You kind of control it. You've dominated that midah. It still exists, but what am I supposed to do? Buried deep down. I have a taiva for this, but I'm winning. I'm winning the battle every single day. So the Rambam says, yeah, but Perek Zayin and Hilchos Tshuva is not about that. Perek Zayin and Hilchos Tshuva is about uprooting. It's about being Misharish Achareha, about finding those midos raos inside of a person, whether they have an expression or they don't have an expression, and taking them out of himself entirely. It's about recreating yourself. It's a tshuva shel geula. It's a tshuva me'ula shel ahava, that a person is able to change his personality entirely, not only to not do bad things, but to reorient himself and recreate his personality in such a way that those midos don't exist inside of anymore. The pasuk the Rambam quoted for us was Yazov Rasha Darko Ish Avon Machshavosav. So it's true. The word Machshava is definitely a key term here. But maybe the Rambam also sees the word Darko, and immediately he recognizes Deos Ros. Because we know if you look through and you have a little bit of on your sheet, but not all of it, in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Deos, the entirety of Hilchos Deos, he uses the word over and over again, Derech, Derech, Derech. Why? Because V'halachta Bidrachav, V'shamru Derech Hashem. The Rambam terms it the Derech HaYeshara, right? Derech Benoni. The Rambam is describing for us the word Derech over and over again. Derech implies Midos. It implies Deos. Why? Very simply, a person can do things, and a person can be on a path to doing certain things. So Averos, Maisa Averos, is something I do. I do it, and I have to stop doing it. That's my tshuva. A derech is a path that I'm on that may not have expressed itself yet. I'm going down the road towards fill in the blank. I'm on the derech, or off the derech, depending on which way we're looking at it. I'm on a derech towards something. I'm heading in a certain direction. I may not have actually expressed those midos yet. So says the Navi, yeah, but Yaazov Rasha Darko. Even the derech of chet, even if it doesn't have expression, it's just a deyara that you've suppressed, that you've conquered, that you're not acting on. You're not chasing kavod, you're not chasing mammon, you're not chasing, you know, any of the, you're not using your kas, but it's there, it's a derech you're on. Yaazov Rasha Darko, that too you have to abandon. That too you have to do tshuva for. How is that possible? Because you have that rishus, you have that bechira, you have the ability to recreate yourself in such a way that you could not only leave the thought, not only leave the practice of an action, but you could leave the root, you could leave the derech, you could leave the shoresh of that action entirely. Yazo Rasha Darko Ish Oven Machshavosav. With everything we developed, so you just need to go back to Hilchos Deos for a few minutes. But we have to, so we're not ending. I mean, we're not over time yet anyway. So. If you go through Hilchos Deos in Perek Aleph, the Rambam very, very clearly assumes, I think, very clearly assumes that a person can and must change himself. And so much so that he thinks that that tikkun amidos, that change of oneself, that's the great charge. That's the mitzvah of Ha'alachta B'Drachav. A person starts as a Baal Kas, he might have been born with it, he has to change himself to not an angry person. A person starts with a Taiva for Mammonis, he has to work on himself to not be a Baal Taiva for Mammon. He shouldn't be Rodif Kavod. So how does that work with the Mahalach of the Rav? Didn't the Rav just tell us that Bechira Chafshis, at this level of being able to uproot a Midara, that was only Neschadish, the Rambam only came up with that Chiddush, when? In Perek Hei of Hilchos Tshuva. And he only applied it for the first time, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. Until that point, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, a person could not change themselves that deeply. It's not possible without that level of Bechira. So maybe the answer is Enachanami. Maybe the answer is, yeah, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos was assuming what he was going to be in Chadish later on in Hilchos Tshuva. And in Perek Zayin, when he says Al Tomar, it's semi-rhetorical, meaning it's a real question, it's a real Havamina, but it's a Havamina he already answered in Hilchos Deos. He's just pedagogically, he's spelling it out now in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. That's possible. The truth is, on one level, that makes sense, because the mitzvah of Ha'alachta B'Drachav is to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, correct? It's to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the model of the midos we're supposed to portray as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum. He has rachmanas. So we have to model after that. We have to copy him. So what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu struggles, that he's really achzari, but he fights it and he ends up letting his rachmanas conquer. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem, a rachman. He be'etzem has mercy. He's not fighting achzarius. So if you want to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halacha B'Drachav apparently dictates that you have to get to a point where you're not fighting the battle. You're like Hashem. You don't have that taiva to be an achzar. You go straight to rachmanas. So on one level, that actually makes sense. And if you read the words in the Rambam again and again says, Koveya b'nafsho, midos elu, deos elu, yikavu b'nafsho. He says these midos, these deos can be ingrained in a person, meaning he seems to be talking about changing yourself. But maybe, and this is really tentative, you have to work on this, maybe there's something more, or really something less, going on here in Hilchos Deos. Go to Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin in Hilchos Deos. Diyak stands on its own as very important, L'chaira. Perek Zayin. After explaining to us Deos Raos, Deos Tovos, how you have to change yourself. The Kate said, Yargil Adam Atzmo B'Deos Elu, Achi Kavu Bo. So here, the Rambam's going to repeat it in two sentences. Here, the Rambam says what we just said, that you have to have the Deos, the good Deos inside of you, of Deos Tovos, Yikavu Bo. Which means you have to instill them within you, which L'chora sounds like Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. You have to change your personality. Your inherent being has to become good with Deos Tovos. But if that's the case, isn't the Rambam phrased very interestingly? What would you have written? I would have written, Ketzad yikba bo deos elu, yargilas atzmo, etc. How do you instill within yourself these good midos? By practicing them, by working really hard, by constantly testing yourself and passing the test, those challenges help build you up. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Ketzad, which is describing the goal of Hilchos Deos, the goal of what we're trying to do by Halacha D'Rachav, is Ketzad, what's the goal? How do I accomplish the goal? What's the goal? Yargil Adam Atzmo B'Deos Elu Ach Yikbubo. The Rambam says the goal, the ultimate goal of Halacha D'Rachav, apparently, is Yargil Atzmo to be Noheg, these Deos, until they're second nature to him. Meaning it's not the Pshat that we were saying until now, that the goal is like we're talking about Hilchos Tshuva, to change yourself. And you do that by practicing. It sounds from the Rambam that Ketzad, the goal, is Yargil Adam Atzmo Deos Elu Ach Yikbubo. A person should practice these Deos so much until they become second nature. Apparently, the ultimate goal, according to this, the highest level of Halachta B'Drachav in Hilchos Deos, it's that a person accustom himself so much to utilizing and expressing proper midos, to suppressing his Deos Ro so completely, that he's consistently, constantly noheg the midah habenonis until that point that it's second nature to him. The charge of halacha b'drachav is not to uproot, to undo, to remove, to root out the shoresh of the day arah. It's to suppress, to control, to fight against, to combat that day arah until there's no expression left to it. But then it's strange, because then the Rambam spent the whole parak and a half in Hilchos Deos describing for us the mitzvah of halacha b'drachav. He told us all it means, all in quotations, it means to be v'halachta b'drachav means to suppress, to control your midos raos. That's what we just were medayik. And then what? In Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Zayin, he drops a bomb on us and says, by the way, I'm tweaking that mitzvah v'halachta b'drachav. V'halachta b'drachav no longer means just suppressing. It actually means rooting out, uprooting, changing yourself entirely, making yourself a new person completely. Isn't that belong in Hilchos Deos? That did not belong in Hilchos Tshuva. But perhaps that's not a problem. Maybe the din of uprooting, of changing, of undoing, of starting, that is not the mitzvah of Halachta B'Drachav. That's the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is to start again, to undo, to fix oneself. In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, we learned that you can do this at the deepest level, the core of a person. But the mitzvah of Halachta B'Drachav is not that. The mitzvah of Halachta B'Drachav is talking to a person that's standing in front of you with certain midos, certain deos, and it's saying, suppress those deos raos and act in the Derech Hashem, v'halachta b'drachav, act in that way. And on one level, it had to be that way. We have Bechira Chafshis to change ourselves, correct? That's what we learn in the Rambam. We can change ourselves. But we do not have Bechira Chafshis to decide how we're born. So if a person is born with the Mida of Radifa Samamon, Taiva for Kavod, or Kaas, so are they over on v'halachta b'drachav because they have that Mida in them? Is that possible that you could call them over on Halachta B'Drachav because they have a midah of kas, because they have a midah of redifas hamamon buried inside of them they were born with? L'chore, not. There's no bechira on choosing how you're born. There's bechira later on choosing how to change yourself, how to uproot those midos maybe, but the actual state of a person's being when he's born, it can't be that he's an automatic violation of Halachta B'Drachav. So all the Halachta B'Drachav can tell you really is fight that, suppress that, conquer that midah. But of course you have that midah inside of you, and the Halacha B'Drachav can't demand that you not be born that way, you not have that midah inside of you. So train yourself not to use it. Train yourself that it should be second nature to avoid it. But only in Hilchos Tshuva, when the mitzvah is to change oneself, the bechira we're given is to restart, to redo. There, the bechira chafshes legamrei of Perek Hei, that tells us we have to do more. Not only are you chayv in v'halachta b'drachav, and on that level, if you have a day ra, you have to suppress it, and if you did suppress it, and it's still there, but you suppressed it, there's no violation of the isser, that's all true. But you're also chayv on tshuva for midos raos. You're also chayv on tshuva for midos raos, meaning you have to restart, undo, repair completely, change yourself. That's not a mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachav, that's a mitzvah of tshuva, and the tshuva shel geula. So maybe, the Rambam and Hilchos Deos and the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva are talking about different things. In Hilchos Deos, he's telling us, you have Halachta B'Drachav, which means you're born with certain midos, and you're not a Baal Bechira to decide what you're born with. But that person that we're talking to in front of us has to make sure they act in the Derech Hashem even so. So much so that it becomes second nature to avoid the Averos that come from those midos raos. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and tells us, yeah, but there's a level of Bechira that allows for a Tshuva, even on that level of innate, of inherent midos raos, that a person can turn themselves around, not just change their actions, and in that way, Yazel Rasha Darko, his derech entirely can change, and ultimately accomplish a tshuva shel ke'ula. Okay, we'll stop here.